Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Negative self-talk is a killer in sales, and I have seen good salespeople and good sales teams erode rapidly because one poisonous thought permeates the sales team. When you lead a sales team, regardless of what the competition is doing, what your price is in the marketplace, or what the economy is doing, it's imperative that you continue to have people talk positively about your products and services and their performance in your marketplace. Remember, the first sale is always to yourself. I like to say to my teams, you know, if the market has slowed and you've slowed down with it, you'll soon be out of business. So what have you done to ramp up activity when the economy is slow? I ran into a top performer one year who was in the commercial space. He sold actually commercial fireplaces, heaters, and things like that. And he said when the economy was tough, he's number one in his business because he's powering through this economy and out hustling the competition. There's always something that you can do. Now, as a sales VP or even a salesperson, you might not be able to control the price of your product. In that case, what can you do to add value? How can you deliver more value to the customer to help justify the price? Sure, you have no control over what your competition is doing, but stop caring about that. Make your product and service or the experience of buying and selling from you more memorable. If it's the economy you're worried about, brainstorm some ideas on how you can ramp up your activity or change your markets so that you're not dealing with that part of the market that's not buying. There's always someone out there with money to spend. Regardless of what you're complaining about, stop complaining. The only way to true success is to take a step back and say to yourself, what can I do differently in these different scenarios? How can I improve my sales performance? How can I change? Let's face it, in today's marketplace, volatility and constant change seem to be the only things that are standard. Organizations that continue to only look back and make decisions on past performance or past situations, rather than looking forward and embracing the new economy, the new pricing, or the new competition, will continue to flounder. So make sure you're not falling into that trap. The last piece of advice that I would give you to help curb a negative attitude in your sales team is to make sure that each of your salespeople are mentored and coached. In past podcasts, we've taken a deep dive into the right amount of coaching. And I believe that you can curb a negative attitude or curb negative self-talk by making sure that you isolate it during your one-on-one coaching sessions. Remember that that negative attitude can be toxic and it can also be contagious. You certainly don't want it to spread from one sales rep to the next if you want to have your best year yet.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.